Mr. President, the Director General, all heads of delegates, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. President, I congratulate you upon your elevation to the highest office in this World Health Assembly. And I thank you, Director General, for standing with WHO Afro throughout your leadership of the WHO. Commendable progress has been made in the MDGs by WHO Afro member states, but a lot more could have been done. Uganda applauds the global solidarity that has enabled WHO Afro to make progress in addressing the health of its people, despite the global social and financial challenges during this time. As global priorities change, developing countries like Uganda will have to take on more responsibility in dealing with health systems challenges. We welcome the report of the Global Thematic Consultations on Health, which address health in the post-2015 agenda. We must sustain gains and invest more in pursuit of those MDG targets. The post-2015 process will not be an issue between donors and recipient countries, but more about partnerships. And this means a stronger role for developing countries in ownership, financing, and health. And an expanded role for communities and the private sector. The post-2015 agenda must particularly emphasize strengthening of health systems and embrace a human development theme instead of just a development theme. The global community must strive to stop the pandemic of global conflicts that are destroying already weak health systems. An occasioning expenditure that could have been avoided. In Uganda's view, the multiple conflicts affecting the world notably have the potential to overstripe other expenditures on non-communicable diseases. Mr. President, despite these challenges, Uganda has made significant strides in improving the health of her people and achieving the MDGs. Uganda recently introduced the pneumococcal vaccine into her routine immunization program. This will go a long way in reducing morbidity and mortality due to pneumonia, which is the second leading cause of death in children under 5 years in Uganda. Hence, improve our under five mortality rate. We thank the Gavi, WHO, and UNICEF for the support they gave Uganda to make this possible. Next year, Mr. President, Uganda plans to introduce the rotavirus vaccine for diarrhea and the human papillomavirus vaccine for the cancer of the cervix in women. In the area of malaria control and prevention, Uganda launched the largest universal coverage to long-lasting insecticide-treated nets of 21 million early this month on the 10th of May, 2013. This universal coverage will ensure that the nets are distributed to every individual in Uganda and also focus on the vulnerable groups, notably the pregnant women and children under 5 years. Other strategies in place include Laviciding, which has already been rolled out to 3 districts in the country with large water bodies that breed the mosquitoes. The indoor residual spraying, which targeted high prevalence areas of northern Uganda, had marked reduction in outpatient attendance and mortality rates. Regarding maternal health, Uganda has put in place measures to ensure that this reduces and targets are met by 2015. With the support of the World Bank, we have embarked on the mobilization of women to deliver in the health facilities by the village health teams, whom we have incorporated in the mobilization team, and also the provision of mama kits for every woman in labor at the health facility. We are now in the process of rolling the voucher system throughout the country. Mr. President, the great success has been realized in the area of health system strengthening. Again, with support from World Bank, Uganda is constructing and rehabilitating all its general hospitals and other lower unit facilities. We have also been able to extend training of healthcare workers, particularly midwives, for the hard-to-reach area. Recently, the country also made a deliberate effort to recruit health workers and raise the percentage of health workers from 54% to 75%. This will go a long way in solving the issues of maternal and neonatal mortality. Mr. President, Uganda would like to thank WHO for the overwhelming support extended to her last year when we battled with 4 outbreaks of viral hemorrhagic fevers, notably Ebola and Marburg, and in the record time controlled this with minimum mortality. Uganda is now developing an emergency operating center to help track and store information on all outbreaks and also put in place strategies for control. With support from CDC, Uganda now has ultra-modern laboratory and is able to investigate and confirm all outbreaks in a period of 12 hours. Uganda applauds the work and technical support of WHO to facilitate technology transfer and local production, and we call for enhanced capacity building of WHO Afro members to be part of the solution. We have no choice but to form themselves into consortium to address its medical product access challenges. Uganda recognized the coming future challenge to access to affordable generics. And Mr. Chair, and actively I support the private sector to support government in addressing pharmaceutical supply challenges. And with the private partnership, Uganda is helping the government to put part of the solution in ensuring access to affordable generic medicines, notably antimalarials and antiretroviral drugs. I therefore call upon delegates to attend the side event organized by Uganda today at 18 hours to 19 hours, where we will showcase on how the public-private partnership in Uganda is helping us to ensure universal access to affordable medicines. Mr. President, I want to thank you once again. Thank you.